I'm Don Molineaux. Here's your Morning Farm Report on 97.3 The Dog, brought to you by Chasson Brothers, 214 East Penn Hook, next to the railroad tracks, serving Acadiana since 1933. 2025 was a year of mixed fortunes in agriculture, depending on the commodity, crop versus livestock, while disease threats persisted. As for crop growers, now former USDA chief economist Seth Myers says the squeeze this past year continued.
As commodity prices have come down for their 22-23 peak, we haven't necessarily seen the same moderation in the input price side. And that tends to squeeze margins pretty significantly.
That's compounded by trade war disruptions with China and others. As for livestock producers,
things have been looking pretty good. We've seen record high feeder and fed cattle prices.
Fueled by a contracting cattle herd and strong consumer demand for beef, but also by the threat of New World screwworm closing the door of Mexico to live cattle.
Strict protocols in place, ramping up feral fly production and investing in the ability to push that fly further south.
I'm Don Molineaux with your Morning Farm Report from the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network on 97.3 The Dog.